and it's John Gibbons for the Anfield Wrap. And at the moment, we're doing season previews, and we're obviously focusing primarily on Liverpool, but also across the Premier League. But we thought it'd be fun to have a little look to see what's going on sort of elsewhere. And we start with a couple of teams who've dropped down into the Championship, just to see what is the mood in the camp, as the phrase goes, as the cliche is, and how our supporters, footballers and general football communities are feeling about life in the Championship. So we start with Michael Bailey from The Athletic to talk about Norwich. And Michael, how is everyone? Because, I mean, it's fair to say that the Norwich are used to bouncing up and down a little bit, maybe more than they'd like to. So has this one been a tougher one to take, or is it sort of business as usual and let's get back up as soon as we can?
Yeah, I'm back on here earlier than I thought I would be, so that's good. But without
we just
promotion,
missed you, Michael.
I think, it's really interesting, because I think the outside perception is, well, Norwich will just do it again. And I do look across the Championship and at the squad that Norwich have got, which is very similar to the one that they left the Premier League last season with. And you do feel that they've got more than enough to certainly be pretty close to top two, I must admit. But there's a lot of unknowns really this time around. We've not had Dean Smith managing in the Championship. And I think the supporters have looked at last season and how Norwich played, and also in pre-season, which has been a bit stodgy at times going forwards. And I guess there's a little bit of apprehension. I think that the bar is so high with Norwich in the Championship in the last 2 years under Daniel Farke that there is so much expectation. And I think Dean Smith is on a little bit of a hiding to nothing, really, because unless he wins the thing by a mile and playing great football, then he probably won't be deemed as much a success. But I think a lot of Norwich players are aware of what the Championship is like. I think so much of it will come down to their mentality and their attitude towards things. And in all honesty, we're not really going to see that until they kick off a competitive game, which will be on Saturday.